is God's gift to man. The part below the navel, the abdomen below the navel, the lower abdomen, biologically, psychically, spiritually, it is a gift of God to man. When you pull the lower abdomen in and hold it with the breath out, you pull the very vital area known as the perineum. This area has never moved in your life before and has become sluggish, inoperative. So when you pull the lower abdomen in, you are actually pulling in the area called perineum. In the astral body, which is the part and parcel of the human body complex, there is an equivalent area of the perineum. In that area are situated two wonderful centers. One is Swadhistha, one is Mooladhara. One is Mooladhara, one is Swadhistha. Just as we have a pair of lungs where the entire blood of the body comes to the heart and is pumped to the lungs for the vital process of taking oxygen in. According to science, taking oxygen in. According to the Shastras, taking rhythm in. So, when you are breathing, and when you are breathing a rhythmic breath, all the blood that comes to the pair of lungs pick up not only oxygen, but the rhythm that you set in by your three-step rhythmic breath. And then that blood is pumped towards the rest of the body. In a similar manner, prana is rotated between Swadhisthana and Mooladhara like a pair of lungs. Refined, rhythmic, and then goes to the rest of the body in circulation. But as long as your area called perineum is dull, is not regenerated, there will be no possibility of this proper circulation. It is a figure like 8. In Mooladhara, it goes anti-clockwise. In Swadhisthana, it goes clockwise, so it moves in Mooladhara, goes to Swadhisthana, comes back to Mooladhara, goes up to Swadhisthana, and forms the figure 8 regularly. To synchronize your pair of lungs for the physical body, and to synchronize this pair of two beautiful centers for cleansing of prana, it is very vital that you keep pulling in the area below the navel. As you keep pulling in, more and more, for a longer period, it regenerates and becomes very vibrant. It is excellent. That is why this exercise is called the gold nugget. It is priceless. It is 24 karat gold. And sooner or later, maybe 6 months, maybe 12 months, maybe 2 years, depending on each individual, when you synchronize your breath 12 to a minute, and then you synchronize your prana intake, which is already 12 to a minute, after the synchronization, the prana from the vital body flows into your physical body. Not feel good, the prana intake and your breathing are coordinated. And when that happens, if you get an ounce of prana into your physical body, it is like a few tons of physical energy. It is equivalent to a few tons of physical energy. You will be always fresh. Your steps will be very light. You will be free from all ailments. And that is the purpose of yoga, the first step of yoga. Because Patanjali enumerates two very distinct disadvantages. Physical handicaps, physical being unwell physically. This leads to mental sluggishness, mental inertia. So to prevent both these obstacles, if you pull in your lower abdomen, because you have no idea exactly in your mind where the perineum is, all you have to do is to pull in the lower abdomen below the navel, keeping the lungs empty and pulling it in as long as possible. Don't be over anxious. Increase the period by 5 seconds every week till you reach 30 seconds of pulling in. When you reach 30 seconds of pulling in, then start shallow breathing here. When you do this complete exercise, the diaphragm will not go the full length, because your lower abdomen is pulled in, the diaphragm will go halfway only. Because the diaphragm is halfway, the perineum remains halfway. And both are in a tension because they can't go down and they can't come up. Both are held in tension. And when you will reach 2 minutes of tension, positive tension maintained, you will know a life which you don't know now. You will know a kind of life which you do not know now. Neither can you imagine. Unless you take this first step to yoga, all other talk later, tabhyana, dana and what not, is meaningless. You must achieve and not talk. You must not philosophize, you must not read, you must not speak, you must not hear. You must experience. You have to experience this. And then you will experience the lightness of your body. When you will walk on the road, you won't feel that your feet are touching the ground. When that state comes in, there can be no ailment in the body. Even if you have it today, it must leave your body. Because the new vibrations can remove every other negative vibration from your body and mind. Today, as I was looking at most of you, when you are doing the phase exercise, of course, phase 4 is strenuous because it is 20 plus 10, 30 minutes. But halfway through, most of you were tired. You were just shaking. You are not doing the phase exercise. If you feel tired, there is something wrong somewhere. You are doing it incorrectly. Because if you do it correctly, with the rhythm of the music, after 20 plus 10, 30 minutes, you should be more energetic than ever before. You began that exercise. So if you feel tired, please check the way you are doing, because you should not feel tired. It is like pumping air into the tire. But you look as if you are deflated, all the air is gone out. So put your mind how you are doing, try to do it correctly, and the test of it is that you should feel more energetic at the end of the exercise. The other day, yeah.
Anybody has parked Maruti car in front of the other building? There are three cars parked.
Any number particular?
No, no, no.
So your mind is also white, but it is on this side.
White, two white and one red.
So, what was I saying?
The other day.
The other day.
Yeah. You see, the other day I was telling you about three-step rhythmic breathing. When you breathe in, you breathe in love. Not prema, love. And when you breathe out, you should breathe out forgiveness. That is why I gave you the japa Radhe Krishna. Radhe stands for love, immortal love. And Krishna, Shyam, Krishna stands for forgiveness. And forgiveness in the right sense of the word, forgiveness. If you put it in your mind, these two words, however busy you are during the day, your breathing will not stop. If you are intent upon breathing in love and intent upon forgiveness, if you can keep these two words in your mind, your three-step rhythmic breathing will go on beautifully. It is a part of the healing process also, which you have not done today. If you like, you might do it now. Into to the wall. Relax.
4604?
4604 is me. I am the criminal. Hold your knees, relax. Do three-step rhythmic breathing. Relax. Do three-step rhythmic breathing. Objectively, keep your eyes open, look at the ceiling, and subjectively, at the center of your forehead, see a black flame. As you proceed further on the path, all 24 hours you have to live on two planes. One is objective, physical. One is subjective, spiritual. And you must be conscious, totally conscious of both the planes. Look at the ceiling with your eyes open. And with your inner eye, see a black plane between your two eyebrows in the center of your forehead. See both, not alternatively. See both, the black plane and the ceiling. Keep breathing, three step rhythmic breath. Be totally relaxed. Be totally relaxed. Relax. Look at the black flame. The black flame is a symbol of your soul. Keep it as witness and forgive everyone. Whoever has hurt you, forgive. Keep the black flame as witness. Relax. Do three step breathing. Look at the ceiling. See the black flame. Keep it as witness. And honestly forgive whoever has hurt you. Honestly. Relax. Do three step breathing. Continue. Look at the ceiling. Look at the black flame. Simultaneously. Keep it as witness. Forgive. Forgive all those who have wronged you at any time in life. Honestly. The only way to heal yourself. The only way to heal yourself. Relax. Breathe three step rhythmic breathing. Look at the ceiling. Eyes open. Look at the black flame in the middle of your forehead. Keep it as witness. Forgive all those who have wronged you, honestly. Relax. Keep breathing. Three step rhythmic breath. Breathe in love without forgiveness. Breathe in love without forgiveness. Relax. Keep breathing. Very good. Thank you. When you come on the 24th March, we shall meet at a new place. Bring with you, each one of you, the prison. Most of you have overlooked the importance of prison. In this last exercise, we are trying to be on two planes, the objective and the subjective. Prison gives us a practical method of being on the objective plane and on the subjective plane all waking hours. All waking hours. On this path, you have to be totally conscious and aware because of your daily activities on the objective world. At the same time, not for a moment, not for a single breath, you should lose your awareness or consciousness of the other world, the subjective world. Just as the subjective body, the astral body, being the more important, the more vital body. It is the primary body, whilst your physical body is a secondary body. In a building like this, the pillars and the beams, they are important, they are primary. Filling up with bricks and doors and windows, it's not primary, it's secondary. That's your physical body. And just as we see only the shape of a building, its walls, its doors, its windows, and appreciate, forgetting how good are the pillars and the beams. The architect looks at the pillar and the beams, how beautiful the building, he discards. In the same way, if your primary astral body is not good, I will discard you for any possible progress in future. You have to be extremely careful, build up very carefully your primary body. Therefore, do not fail to be extremely conscious all the time, all the moments of your waking period, to be on the subjective plane. And for that, the one basic method is three-step rhythmic breathing, keeping the mind on love when you breathe in, forgiveness when you breathe out. The vibrations of this vital body, the primary body, the astral body, is very important. On its vibration depend your health, depend your intelligence, depend your life. Now therefore, the vital exercise of pulling in the lower abdomen is very, very important for you. Do not take it lightly. Put all your heart and soul in that exercise. And from next month, bring your prism regularly. For next month, there is only one day. Combine for talks as well as for exercises. And I will be very happy, like today, to have a good audience. Normally it is half this, but today it is suddenly, I don't know, my madness day before yesterday perhaps has put some energy into you, and more faces are here today. But what can I do? I have to push you. I have to push you. After 70, a man lives on borrowed time. At 76, I have hardly any borrowed time left. The sooner you take everything from me, I'll be more happy. I have the pleasure to give, but I must also see how you take it. And for taking whatever I want to give, you will have to empty your vessels first, because your vessels are full of nonsense. Your vessels are full of nonsense. That person said this, and I didn't get this. Empty your vessels so that I can fill it up. Forget your past. Whatever has happened, forget everything. Empty your vessels. Buddha didn't say in vain, Bhikshu, empty the boat. Your body, your mind is your boat. Empty the boat. Throw away everything so that fresh you can fill in your pores. I am very anxious to leave. Be equally anxious to take. It's up to you. Thank you. See you on 24th again. I hope I don't come with as bad and as mad a mind as I came with for yesterday. Thank you. Goodbye.